Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, my name is Joshua from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Michigan?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay, thank you very much for your opinion. That is very important and needed, as I mentioned, ma'am. And moving forward, what is the year of your birth? Just the year, please.
85.
1985. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, or another Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Please specify.
Mexican-American.
Mexican-American. And what is your race, please? White, Black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic or Latino, Spanish origin?
Hispanic or Latino origin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so very much. Now, what is the high level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, or doctorate?
I have my bachelor's.
Bachelor's degree, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on the issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. From 0 to 10, any number you would like to?
10.
10? Thank
yes.
you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I guess somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Thank you. Please
yeah.
rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization or even issue, please indicate that. Kamala Harris.
What were the options? I'm sorry. Oh, 0 to 10.
0 to 10, if 0 very cold and unfavorable opinion, 5 neutral. 10, very warm and favorable. Any number between 0 and 10.
10.
10. Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
5.
Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
No opinion.
Oh, no opinion. Okay, never heard of him. I can select just never heard of him. Let me see. Yeah.
Sure, never heard of him.
Thank you. The Republican Party?
0.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lisa Slotkin?
Never heard of him.
Thank you. The Democratic Party?
5.
Thank you so very much. And also, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third-party, undecided, would vote for other political offices but not president, would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Probably voting Democratic.
Okay, thank you so very much. So you would say voting Democratic Joe Biden, right?
Correct.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way up, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A, Voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Statement A or statement B?
A.
Much more or somewhat more, closer to your opinion?
Somewhat more.
Thank you so very much. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Or our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which of the three?
The last one.
The last one. Thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the country?
Positive.
The future of the planet?
Positive.
Your own future?
Positive.
Thank you so very much. Do you expect it to be easier or harder for you to vote in upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
About the same.
Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. It is too difficult for me to vote because elections are rich and my vote won't matter. I don't like any of the candidates. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. I don't have time to vote. I don't know enough about the candidates because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. Or other, record exactly, or you can select none of the above as well. But you can select the
none of the above.
None of the above, right? Okay, thank you so much. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. MAGA, Republicans, Democrats, racist politicians, all politicians, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you very much. Moving forward, below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very concerned, a 5 means you are neither concerned nor are concerned, and a 0 means that you are not concerned at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Creating a civilian state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
Right?
If you're concerned that it is a threat to democracy in America, correct? A potential.
No,
threat.
Zero.
Zero, thank you. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
Not concerned.
Okay. You can use any number from 0 to 10 again.
I guess 1.
Thank you. Having armed vigilance guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
Not concerned.
0 or 1?
0.
Thank you. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
0.
Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
0.
Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
0.
Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
0.
increasing political violence in response to American elections?
Zero.
Sending voters to jail for minors voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors?
Zero.
Thank you very much. Moving forward, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? A big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, or not a problem?
Somewhat of a problem.
Somewhat of a problem. Have you or anyone you know personally experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years? Yes or no? Yes, personal experience.
No.
Yes, someone. Or no, not experience.
No experience.
Okay. Below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans on a scale from 0 to 10. Please indicate how concerned you are about the statement, where 10 means you are extremely concerned about the statement. A 5 means that you are neither concerned nor unconcerned about the statement, and a 0 means that you are not at all concerned about the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. But MAGA Republicans are attacking our freedom to vote so they can take and hold power for themselves, from 0 to 10.
Maybe like a 3.
Okay. MAGA Republicans are trying to create barriers to the ballot box and even overturn our elections.
0.
Thank you. Instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are raising our prices while not paying taxes.
A one.
Okay. And since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color, from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation. 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. Thank you. Moving forward with the 79% complete. Thank you for your time. We're almost done. Here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to 2. Boycotting a company, voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, posting on social media, talking to friends and family about politics, engaging in civil disobedience, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, donating to political campaigns or organizations, volunteering for a local organization in my community, attending city council meetings, or none of the above. You can select up to 2.
Voting in the election.
Voting in the federal election, such as for president or U.S. Congress. That's just one. You can select another one, too.
The second one, you said?
Voting in state or local elections, such as for governor or mayor, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. From 0 to 10, please. Any number. Hello?
10.
10. Thank you very much. Yes, I can. One last time. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent, third party? Undecided, would vote for other political offices, not president, would not vote at all in the upcoming election.
Democrat Joe Biden. Yes.
Okay. Which of the following are you more concerned about? Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health, or Donald Trump's constant lying and misrepresentations?
Donald Trump's lying.
Thank you. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you so much. In politics today, Do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I guess strong.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
Okay. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else?
I own.
You are a homeowner, thank you. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
Yeah.
You were born in the United States. Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Another country.
Both of them were born in the United States, or just one of them was born in another country? I mean, or both of them were born in another country?
Both were born in another country.
Thank you very much. For whom did you vote in the 2020 election, a general election for president, or were you not able to vote? For Joe Biden, the Democrats, Donald Trump?
Voted for Democrat.
You voted for? Democrat.
A Democrat, yes.
Joe Biden, thank you. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
Unemployed.
Okay. Unemployed, you said. Is that right?
No, I do work. I'm employed.
Full-time, part-time?
What's that?
Are you full-time or part-time?
I'm full-time.
Full-time, okay. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999, between $25,000 to $34,999, between $35,000 to $44,999, between $45,000 to $54,999, between $55,000 to $64,999. Ah, she hung up. I'm going to call her back. Ahí en ese momento se molestó. Pero como yo soy pro, papá.